also thirsty of blood. I quote from the Popol Vuh, "Bring us men and slaughter them in front of our altars," was the constant supplication of the gods to the priests. And if from the Mayas we jump to the Aztecs, then we'll find rivers of blood. According to the historians, in the feast of the consecration of the Great Pyramid in the Zocalo, in the center of Mexico City, where now is the cathedral, 20,000 Tlaxcaltecs, Indians, were slaughtered in one day, and their hearts, still beating, were offered by the killer priests to the bloodthirsty god Huitzilopochtli. You imagine 20,000 men dead there, and all bleeding. So we have not to be astounded with the modern animal mutilations that we see practiced by our mysterious visitors of today, extraterrestrial or greys, because already in all days and all along the centuries and cultures, we see another mysterious visitors who then presented themselves as gods, demanding the same strange tribute from their adorers. And those ingenuous and naive men offered it without stopping for a moment to think how strange it is to see an omnipotent and universal God, demanding a tribute so void of spirituality and so filled of horror as in the case of human blood. Today, these entities cannot convince us anymore to offer bulls of sacrifices, in other words, because the bulls are very, very expensive. They cannot convince us anymore of offers, bulls, or sacrifices to them. And that's why they come directly to our farms and they get the cattle directly.